Welcome to Grace Cafe.
My name is Gary Wong, and I work for a real estate brokerage in Vancouver called McDonald Realty. I've been in the industry for a few years. I recently published a book called The Book on Vancouver Real Estate.
What is your favorite scripture?
My favorite scripture, Colossians 3:23. Whatever you do, work as if you're working for the Lord.
How did you become a Christian?
I was 20 years old. I went to a club in Vancouver, and I saw three girls on the projection screen, and then I thought, oh, those girls are so pretty. And then I asked my friend, one of the singers, and then he said, oh, if you think that girl's pretty, why don't you come to my church, Korean church? So then I went to church for girls, but I found God instead. And then when I went to the church, I met another girl. I liked that girl, and then that girl was joined all these like fellowship and Bible studies and discipleship training, and then I just copied her. So I got to hear the gospel, find God that way.
What is your inspiration? A story with God.
When I went to Kenya this year, there was a team member. His left leg was shorter than his right. I looked at the legs and I was like, left leg, grow longer in Jesus' name. Close my eyes. And I opened my eyes, it grew longer. And I was like, wow, so good. But it's longer than the right. And I was like, and then I closed my eyes and I prayed, oh, right leg, grow longer in Jesus' name, equal length. And I opened my eyes and it was long, it was equal.
What is the connection with you, your realtor career, and your training and the author career with God?
I think in real estate, it's all about serving. The Bible says if you want to be the greatest, you have to be the least, and you have to serve everyone. In real estate, it's by serving your clients and doing whatever you can to add value to them. Writing a book is just taking it from a different industry and putting it into real estate. And I wrote it, and I wanted to bless people. The book was a response to a lack of transparency I saw in the industry, so that it was written for the public.
What do you think of the future of the real estate market in Vancouver, Canada, North America, even the world?
Just by basic business economics, well, land will keep getting more expensive. Houses will get more expensive. There's inflation. Vancouver, Canada, there's just a limited amount of land. I don't think they're going to make more land. So houses and obviously going to be more desirable than living in condos. In Vancouver, there's limited land. So they want to increase affordability. So they have to increase the densification. They have to tear down houses and build condos so that they can fit more people and it's cheaper for people to buy. I think it's similar across the board in Canada and North America, even the world. Like, they talked about it 10 years ago that Vancouver was like one of the best places to live. 10 years later, the real estate prices are reflecting that. It's competing against New York and Hong Kong and Singapore and all those places. I think it's going to be a top destination in the years to come.
In such a profitable industry, how could you still be a professional to serve God at the same time?
I didn't think there's a difference between being professional and serve God. I think God expects you to be a professional in anything you do, right? And He expects you to serve. And
we already mentioned is there's a lot of profit in this industry, but how you can balance?
Okay, I think money is just a tool, just like a hammer. So like you use a hammer to hit the nail, but you don't worship the hammer, you know. And then you use the money for God's purposes.
What are the fund charities you support?
My friend came up with a campaign called I'm Precious to Jesus. He works in South Africa. One of the big problems in South Africa is rape, and a lot of the children were getting raped because there's a cultural belief that if you have AIDS and then if you sleep with a virgin, you'll be healed. The younger the virgin, the better. So some sleep with babies and stuff. We created this t-shirt with logo and then this message that you're precious to Jesus. Hopefully, if they wear that shirt, the perpetrators would look at the shirt and realize, oh, like they believe in God. Like there are, so people in South Africa, a lot of them are fearful of deity gods. So we ventured into the, you know, trying to provide support for the perpetrators and providing love and reaching out to those people as well. So it keeps growing actually more and more. So.
Hello everyone, if you today feel touched by God, could you please pray with me? Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. I know I'm not where I want to be, and I want your forgiveness. I believe that Jesus died on the cross to pay the price for my sins. Please wash me clean from all sin, shame, and guilt. Come into my life, Jesus, to be my Lord and Savior. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to Grace Cafe with your host, Shekinah Chi. Visit shekinahchi.org. That's SHEKINAHCHEE.org.